Farm Network, day three of the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour, presented by Pioneer, is underway. Farm broadcaster Don Wick has more in this report.
We are at Aminia, North Dakota, Rush River Seed and Chemical. Sean Nelson is with us, and we have to deal with the remnants of 2019, trying to get into this spring. How did we start, and what are we looking like?
2019 is almost a word we don't say anymore around here. People wanted to close that chapter and burn the book, but you know, we even still have a few growers that have corn in their fields with stuck combines. Talked to a guy yesterday that he's trying to get his combine out of the field. So it's definitely, it's been challenging. We've got from just our area, from Rush River, I would say 60 to 70% of corn acres got BP'd this year. So it's been challenging, but at the same time, everything that got in is really looking nice.
We're getting close to dent, or are we at dent? Where are we at in this area?
So we're very close, you know, depending on what maturity that you're in. Got a 85, 88. We are probably, you know, 5 to 7 days away from black layer. Last year we were behind 100 to 200 GDUs around this time. We've flipped that and are about ahead 100 to 200 GDUs. That makes a 2 to 3 week difference. I mean, we're talking some of our higher maturities, our 94-day. Probably middle September, we're going to be at black layer. And last year, around that time, or around this time, we were going, gosh, I hope it's a late frost because we might not get to October 15th.
What have we seen as far as any disease pressure or those kind of things?
Yeah, this year, I would say, as I've been out scouting fields, you know, a few of the new things or differences from the past couple of years. One thing just for growers to be aware of and be on the lookout for, you know, normally when we're looking at corn on corn, we have to do a triple stack corn. It's because of the western corn rootworm and the corn rootworm beetle. And unfortunately this year, just in this area, we're starting to see its ugly cousin, the northern corn rootworm beetle. And the difference with that one is it can overwinter for 2 years. So people have to be aware of that and be thinking 2 years out when they're looking at, you know, the type of crop they're going to put on that ground.
We are at Aminia, North Dakota, Rush River Seed and Chemical. Sean Nelson is with us. I'm Don Wick.